From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the national security alert goes to orange with repercussions all across the country. First, though, an unusual incident in Jerusalem where the foreign minister of Egypt, Ahmed Maher, was attacked earlier today on a visit to Israel. He was attacked by a crowd of Palestinians. I spoke with Greg Myrie. He's the Jerusalem correspondent for the New York Times. Greg, what further details can you give us about the attack?
Well, the Egyptian foreign minister, Ahmed Maher, had met with a series of Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He was not planning to meet with any Palestinians, but he was going to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of the holiest sites in Islam. When he went there, he was, as he entered the mosque, was immediately confronted and assaulted by a large group of Palestinians who shouted that he was a traitor and that he should leave for meeting with the Israelis. Some shoes were thrown at him. There was a lot of heavy jostling and pushing, and he was rushed out of the mosque and appeared to be short of breath. He was taken to an ambulance and taken to an Israeli hospital, but he seems to be okay.
So what is the Egyptian foreign minister doing there in Israel and in Jerusalem?
This is the highest-ranking visit by an Egyptian official to Israel in the past 2 years. And he's trying to do several things, basically help work out a truce and get the Middle East peace process, the roadmap, back on track. So that was the purpose and nature of his visit today.
From what you know of the area, your work in, as the Jerusalem correspondent, does this reaction by a group of random Palestinians at this mosque, is this a surprise to you?
It certainly caught everybody by surprise. I don't think anybody was expecting this, as there was not real heavy security for him up there when he went up to the mosque compound. However, there are small, very extreme Palestinian groups. The group that actually carried this out is known as the Islamic Liberation Party, a very small faction, not involved in politics, not involved in the violence here. They basically believe there should be Islamic rule over the entire Arab world. It's a group you really don't hear very much about.
So when I say a small, random group of Palestinians, that's not the situation. It was, in fact, a directed attack.
It does seem like it was part of this particular party, the Islamic Liberation Party, and that they were prepared to carry this out. It doesn't seem like it was just a spontaneous crowd action, as far as we can tell right now.
What does this say about Arab unity and about relations among Arab groups, and certainly the Egyptians and Palestinians?
You know, we've seen the Egyptians try to mediate between a dozen or so Palestinian factions, trying to get them together on a truce or get them together on a unified position so that the peace process can get moving here. It's been stalled for a few months now. And the Egyptians have been playing this role. They were able to help broker a truce back in the summer. They tried a few weeks ago again in Cairo, and it didn't work. So the Palestinians are fractured a bit among themselves, with these different groups having different plans about what should or shouldn't be done, should attacks continue or should attacks stop. And the Egyptians have tried to broker that, but have clearly drawn the ire of certain groups among the Palestinians.
Greg Myrie, Jerusalem correspondent for the New York Times. Greg, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.